Trendy is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, must be 21 years or older. Welcome back to another edition of Trading presented by Omaha, the show where we like to explore the best ways to wager for casual cappers. And oh, Brad, you should be even more embarrassed than I am. You could have failed literally any single pick I've given out all week to add to your bankroll, and you have tailed me twice. The shame you must be feeling, sir.
Well, this is kind of my life story. Every time I tail you, I wind up in a nearest darkest ditch. So I thank you for that.
Look, you are up 8.5 to zero, my friend. I have put up back-to-back nothings. And when you really think about it, it's just as hard to put up a zero as it is to go undefeated. So I am very impressive in my own mind.
Dude, that's incredible, man. Really, I mean, fade the Murgler. That should be the theme of the show right now, because if you fade him, you're going to have all kinds of money. I mean, you're going to be able to afford that 90-foot yacht that you've always dreamed of.
Yeah, or maybe just, you know, one sleeve of that jacket that you're wearing. Dale's Maris.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Look at that thing.
Look, man, it's a hashtag tequila Thursday. I have the t-shirt to match. I was just on air doing Live Online. This is the normal show get up for me on a Thursday. I also wear a money jacket when I'm on set in the great city of Chicago. And I said, you know what? A man who can appreciate another man's style is one Toby Murgler. So I said, let's continue to rock and roll with El Dia de los Muertos and the Day of the Dead theme and Mas Tequila, my good man.
Oh my gosh. Well, I feel like a dead man walking, and I want to get some advice from you, because Brad, you are an expert in cold streaks. You've been had a cold streak your entire career, so I'm less used to it. Since I have the expert here for me, how do you like to snap a cold streak? What is your surefire slump buster that I should employ today?
Well, I tell you what, man, drink a beer or a tequila, again, on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, and B, just keep firing. I wrote about this on thegamingjuice.com about the regression monster. It always kicks in. Sometimes you got to ride, you know, hot streaks. Other times you got to ride just downright frigid, living in Siberia streaks. And I know you're hanging out with a Yeti right now, but there's only one way to really break the funk, and that's to keep on playing. The numbers, sometimes you have sage and sound reasoning, and the events that fold on the field just don't happen that way, because there is a human element involved and there are no guarantees in wagering. Get that through your thick skull, novice better that is out there. You're gonna ride that roller coaster ride. You got to endure those down times as much as you celebrate the up time. So I think you're gonna break out of the funk in short order. I mean, inevitably you're not gonna stay cold forever, and when you do break out of that ice cold streak, my friend, the heater tends to burn very brightly. So get nice and warm. You're going to feel very snug here, I think, in short order.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to listen to the microphone. That is a beer cracking at lunchtime on a Thursday, because
yes!
Brad Evans made me do it. I asked him for advice. I silently said to myself, whatever Brad says, I am going to do. So I am going to record this episode while drinking a yummy Sweetwater IPA, because this is apparently the only thing that will get me going again.
Hey, it's noon somewhere, and it is well past that point of the day for you out east. So yeah, man, drink to your heart's content. It's a Thursday after all. It's basically junior weekend.
All right, well, this is going to be a wild ride. No use delaying it. Let's go ahead and give Caesars a little bit of love and then get into today's picks.
You know, when the conversation turns stampers, I always go with my number one as Caesars. Let's talk about them a little bit, shall we? Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesars Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesars Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns rewards credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using this code. Listen up, OmahaFull. The word Omaha and the word full. And then you place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great. If you keep those winnings, but if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and over only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or West Virginia, 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
All right, Brad. I didn't shotgun it. I'm going to sip it. If I miss all today's picks, then on Monday, I'm just going to be down the bottle of a tequila, swallowing the worm. There's no doubt whatsoever who has otters right now, since I have not got a pick right the entire week. You go ahead and lead us off. What is your heart pick on this Thursday?
Oh, it's only appropriate that we lead off with a wonderful lady who is tearing up the world of everything basketball. And, you know, she had an average by her enormously high standard, game one of her WNBA career. But game two is going to be a different story. Give me the over. Caitlin Clark. Yes, the queen of the props market herself. That number is still set at 20.5. Honestly, it's up. It opened at 19.5. It's now at 20.5. And I'm still going to play the over at a -115 juice there at Caesar Sportsbook. She's taking all the liberty. And, you know, a lot of people are going to look like, well, Caitlin Clark, she looked incredibly human in game number one. Yeah, she did. She only shot 33.3%, but she still jacked 11 threes, hit four of them, and finished with 20 points. It's a step up in competition. She still scored stinking 20. Slow play it. Let it simmer, folks. She's going to be fine. Don't write her off. Probably going to start averaging maybe 25 a game, maybe 30 a game momentarily, and it could begin tonight against the Liberty. The point total in this game significantly higher than the Fever's first matchup. It looks like it's at 172.5 right now at Caesar. So, more possessions means likely more shots for her. Not only that, too, but the Liberty in their first game of the WNBA season, they committed 20 fouls. Caitlin Clark has a ball in her hands at all times, running the show as a point guard. So she's the floor general. She may call her own number. Could be some and-one opportunities. Could be straight-up fouls. Could be her converting those freebies. Could be her splashing threes from, the logo distance that she normally does. Give me the over, my good man, on 20.5 points for Caitlin Cash Clark at a -115 juice there. Game number two of her WNBA career at Caesars.
All right, Brad Evans. I am an ally to this cause, very much so. It warmed my heart to listen to Extra Points last night, to hear Megan Gailey, to hear Rachel Bonetta, to hear Sarah Tiana all on the mic at the exact same time on the network that I helped build with these incredibly talented women talking about sports. That was amazing. I will be at the Washington Spirit on Saturday. I have supported women's sports as much as I possibly can until this moment when I will do one thing more. I will fail you because I am going to use this cold streak to the greater good of all of women's kind. I'm going to fail you so that Caitlin Clark goes off against the Liberty. She drops a 30 bomb. She leaves SportsCenter. She gets all of the credo that she deserves. And I did my smallest part to it by telling you it won't happen. Not all heroes wear capes.
And I will say this, chivalry, my friends, is not dead. Well played, Toby Mergler.
All right. I'm fired up. I'm going to try to get off of this. I'm going to try to get off of this streak. But something, you just go ahead. Like, you get your tequila Thursday on. You go ahead and forget about everything I've just about said. This is not your sport. It is soccer. But if I'm going to try to.
Okay. I'll take it out.
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead. Get nice and comfy. If I'm going to try to break this epic cold streak that I'm on, I've got to go back to the sport that I am most comfortable gambling with. And we have an incredible event on Sunday, where it is the last day of the Premier League regular season. All 10 games kick off at the same time. Cretans like you do not get to enjoy it. You do not get to feast in what is the beauty of the last day of a regular season. So you enjoy, like, cleaning up your puke from the night before, whatever you're going to be doing at 11 a.m. on Sunday, because I am going to be sitting in front of one of the best sporting events of the entire year. And I am going to go ahead with an incredibly square play. I am going to go with a money line parlay of Arsenal, of Man City, and of Chelsea. You put those three together, it is minus 119. Man City and Arsenal are tied going into the final day. They're not tied. Both of them need a win to guarantee a championship. If Man City wins, they win it. If Arsenal wins, they need City to drop points. And Chelsea needs a win in order to get into European position. So because they play all at the same time, there is no sequencing, and all three of these teams will be going full bore to maximize the results and maximize the effort of the previous 37 weeks. I like all three of them to get easy wins on Sunday and to get all the way down to minus 119 to break my streak. That is my heart pick.
I had no idea you're fluent in Spanish. I could not make out exactly what you said there.
Gibberish and Spanish are not the same things. since you still don't know who Monet is, I'm not surprised you don't know that either. What do you have in the head category?
All right, go with the head category. Let's go to the diamond. And this really blew my brains in a wonderful way out when I saw the juice on it. Plus 160. Yes, it's real, and it is quite spectacular. Tyler Glasnow, don't shatter, my man. Work at least 6 1/3 innings and hit that over on an 18.5 outs against who? The Cincinnati Reds at Chavez Ravine in the City of Angels. I think he's going to work at least that deep in the game. He has gone over this prop in three of his last four starts. He is the ace on the bump for the LA Dodgers, and a guy that's going to be rocking and socking the batters of the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds, number two and highest K rate against RHPs this year at 28.8%, and they are dead last over the last 2 weeks in WRC Plus. That stands for weighted runs created. So that's how stanky that offense has been. They've only played at 35 over that 13 game stretch. Now, you look at Glass, a little bit higher home ERA, 3.38 on the season compared to on the road, but that outstanding 6.17 strikeout to walk split. Oh, it glistens, and it has my undivided attention, much like this game will, about four glasses of tequila in, because I don't think it starts in Central Illinois time until like 9:10 Central. So give me Tyler Glasnow, not going to shatter tonight, on the over 18.5 outs against the not so big Red Machine, plus 160 at Caesars. Yep. Get seduced by that juice. I certainly did. And I think my good friend is getting lost in his juice right now.
Well, look, you might be behind me. I'm sorry, I might be behind you on the betting game that we're playing, but you're going to be behind me in drinking. So if you want to be four kilos in, you got to start right now, Fred, because I'm already chasing this one down. You've been spectacular on bets on the bump this week. I think you've hit at least three, maybe four. So if I had a unit left, I would tail you on this one. But instead, I am trying to lift women around the world by failing your first pick.
You're just a gift. You're a knight. I love you.
All right, so in the head category, I am going to bring back something that I did on Monday, but with two different names. I'm going to put two people together on virtually guaranteed props on Major League Baseball, put them together for a plus number. So the first one is going to be Spencer Steer, under 1.5 Ks, and then the second one is going to be Vaughn Grisham, under 1.5 total bases. Wow. You put them together, plus 112. Steer is 89% on this bet on the year on under 1.5 Ks. And he only has one strikeout in the last 10 games going against decent arms from Baltimore Giants and the Diamondbacks. So I am not scared when it comes to him facing the Dodgers tonight. He is just excellent at putting the ball in play. Whether he gets on base or not is irrelevant. I just need him to not walk back to the dugout in shame. On the other side, Grisham has one extra base hit this entire year at zero multi-hit games since he has rejoined the team. So this is also hitting at 90% on the year. He has not found any rhythm at the plate, and now he's going up against the Rays. I don't even have to look look who's pitching for the Rays. It's like if Barstool tweets a photo of a wag. I don't need to look at the photo. I don't need to click the link. I know she's hot. I feel the same way about Rays pitchers. They're going to shut down Grisham. And if one of them doesn't play, then I get like a minus 200, minus 250 solo act. And if both of them don't play, I get that one sweet unit back to get me off of my duck. So I can't lose in this unless one of those guys breaks a 90% on the year.
Truth be told, I wish my name on my birth certificate was Vaughn Grisham. That is awesome. It sounds like you're an arch villain in some Bond movie.
That is an amazing name. I do give it to you, but like you turned down Ace Evans, and so I'm not sure I believe
did turn it down. My mother did.
Well, see if your mom can rename you now, Vaughn Grisham. Vaughn Grisham Evans, like. You've got one kid heading off to college right now. You got another one almost out the house. It's time for that third, baby. It's time for Vaughn Grisham Evans to meet the world.
Things have to fuse back together to accomplish that feat, and I am not game for that.
Fair enough. All right, what are you game for in the heater category? You got another Cubs play for us.
Of course I do. Let's go to the north side. We got a light slate of baseball games, but it's time to get creative as a result and get some more plus money on the board. So all this SGP, come with me. If you are buying what I am selling, give me Justin Steele, 5 or more strikeouts against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Give me Jared Jones, going to be on the bump for the Buccos. I just need a walk. And then give me the game under on the all total of 10.5 runs. Uno, dos, tres, mi amigos, plus 115 at Caesars if you put those hands together. I know Justin Steele's only been over this one time this season in 3 starts. And then last time he went out in P-Town, he got absolutely rocked. No pierogies for you, Justin Steele. Gave up 6 earned runs there against the Buccos in the game, but he's going to right the ship. Different guy on the mound when he is at Wrigley Field. I know he's got the 7.43 K per 9, but look at Pittsburgh, number 6 in strikeout percentage the last couple of weeks, punching out 24.3% of the time. And they're also punching out 24.3% of the time against left-handed pitchers, which Steele is. So he'll strike out at least 5. Jared Jones had 2 free passes about a week ago against the Cubs in Pittsburgh in his first start against that squad. I think it's going to be more of the same. I only need half that amount. You look at the Cubs, the 5th most patient team, the 5th highest base on balls percentage last 2 weeks at 10.4%. I think JJ will not be so dynamite with at least 1 plate appearance an issue with that free pass. And then give me the game under 10.5 runs. Pittsburgh number 26 in WRC plus the last couple of weeks. I know the Cubs are number 9 in that category last couple of weeks, but they've had some clunkers. And no Dansby Swanson. Nico Horner also out with an injury right now. So they're lacking a lot of firepower at the top of that order. I know Seiya Suzuki's been launching missiles all over the field, but this is an all total. And again, I think Steele is going to twirl a gem. I think Jones is going to keep scoring down as well against the Cubbies. So the under on 10.5 on that all total hit. So to recap, Toby, on the SGP, Steele, 5 or more strikeouts, Jared Jones, 1 or more walks, and the game under on the all total, 10.5 plus 115. How you like them apples, good sir?
Well, you hit both of your heaters against the Braves, and now you got the Buccos coming to town. So you got to feel a lot stronger about this one, especially when you're sitting on a 2-0.
Yeah, but those are also single play action bets, and I'm getting greedy here with a 3-legger SGP. That third leg is going to shrink at some point, and I'm not going to be pleased about it.
Yeah, amen to that. I've heard that before. So that just leaves I got to give up my heater bet. I'm already skipping past this because I'm sorry, Denver. I'm sorry, Lundy. I'm sorry, Mile High Sports. I locked into this before I knew that I was going to be 0 for the week. And I've got the Nuggets money line here at plus 105 against the Timberwolves coming up tonight. This is by far my favorite series to watch in the playoffs. I'm not alone in that, but not that it has a lot of competition. Outside of home Knick games, this playoffs hasn't been like – or this round of the playoffs hasn't been that incredible outside of Nuggets in Minnesota. So going to enjoy it tonight. Going to hopefully hit on the plus money. But if not, I guess, like, while I might lose a couple of dollars, I will gain. But I'm getting to watch this one more time in game 7. But my apologies for Denver for rubbing my stank on your money line tonight.
I actually love that bet. I will actually just go ahead and throw it out right now. I'm going to tail you on the Denver Nuggets. The crispy golden nuggets are going to be oh so tasty if you bet on them. We had Kevin Garnett on Live Online earlier this week. He actually took, shocking, Minnesota in this next game, saying it was going to go to seven games, but he did say the Nuggets were going to take the series, but he did also say it was going to go to seven. So I can't, you know, really side with KG on that because Nikola Jokic is doing dumb things. Every time he comes down the floor, it just looks clunky and awkward, but somehow he releases it and it goes through. It is ridiculous, the things that he does. He's so awkward, but man, he just gets buckets. So I'm going to tail you on Denver.
All right, at home, you've heard it. You've got a choice to make. Who knows more about basketball? The 7-1 Hall of Famer, NBA legend, or the guy drinking at 1:30 on Thursday afternoon because he hasn't won a bet all week? Which one should you go with? You guys decide.
I think you go with the esteemed thespian from Uncut Gems in KG.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, that just brings us down to credibility. Not that I have any, but I'm going to try to borrow some from somebody else. But first, you get to go. You have 2 units to spend on any bet you want to cement your victory. Where are you going to use them?
Oh, you dropped the bomb on me, baby. Or Alec Boehm, if you want to pronounce it that
way. I'm getting with this guy.
It's the jacket, man. Give me the over 1.5 total bags at +110 for the Philadelphia Phillies masher, a guy that's just been cleaning up at the dish, and he is taking on the New York Mets. And who? Jose Quintana. That's how you have to pronounce it. It's trademarked. I don't want to get a statement in the mail of cease and desist or anything like that or owe money. So Jose Quintana, he gets rocked and typically gets rocked away from the Big Apple. This season, 8.20 road ERA. Overall, a 46% hard hit rate. And one of those hard hits allowed tonight is going to be off the bat of Boehm, a guy that tears up left-handed pitchers this season, batting .358 with a .999 times OPS against those LHPs. He's at the over on 1.5 total bags in 4 of his last 6 games. He's 3 of 11 lifetime with a home run and a double against who? Jose Quintana. So put all together, Boehm wielding just a blazing hot bat. Great history against Jose Quintana, who has been god awful on the road this season. And I think I'm cashing in with my cred and adding more units to my already insurmountable lead against you, Mimigo.
Oh my god, I'm trying to figure out like how that would be written on a page to cause somebody to pronounce it that way. It's just like it's like the first 7 letters of his name and then a flat line like as a EKG monitor to make you scream like that.
Jose Quintana.
All right, for my cred pick, Mr. Evans, this is just an awful idea, like truly horrible.
Oh,
I am going full tin cup here. I'm putting all my chains in my left pocket. I'm tying my left shoe in a double knot. I'm turning my hat backwards, and I'm going all in on something I know little about. I am going with a hockey parlay.
What?
I'm going New York Rangers money line and the Oilers Canucks over 6.5 at +380. And this is what you do when you are chasing. This is what you do when you are on full tilt. This is what you do when you try to make up an entire week in one bet. You put 2 units on a +380 hockey playoff money line just to try to take down your friend wearing a tequila shirt. The Rangers are the best team in hockey. They aren't going to lose 3 in a row. Oilers Canucks have been goal fest. They cost me early this week, so they owe me now. We are putting them together. We are fully chasing it. We are trying to catch up in a single shot. I'm officially on tilt. Grip it and rip it, baby.
This is what you do when you have day beers.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And by the way, this is the beauty of head-to-head gambling. Yes, people at home, do not make this bet unless you really think that I am due on something. But I don't need to beat the book. I don't need to make you money. I made you enough money. You can fade me all week. You can fade every single pick that I made. You should be rich right now. But I'm going head-to-head against Brad, and I need to catch up. And I can't do it with some safe-ass Pacers covering at -110 bet against a depleted Knicks team. I got to really go after it. So come on, Rangers. Do it for me, and do it for Eddie Spaghetti's hot heart doctor. The man is 90% marinara already. He can't take a game 7. Let's go.
Hey, you know what? I think I got a card in here. I'm going to hand it to you. Congratulations, my friend. You have earned your lifetime membership to hashtag Team Huevos. Hell yeah, man. I love that mentality that you have. I think you should have another one.
Let's go, Team Wavos. Let's go, sponsors. And let's go to the Second Guess Express right after this break. All right, we are back, and Brad spent the entire time off the air apologizing for things, but we don't have long enough to read the entire list. We have to leave a little time left for Second Guess Express, although this is going to be one of our shorter episodes, Brad, which probably makes it one of the best ones ever. So for Second Guess Express, I gave you honors earlier. Again, I'm going to put you back to sleep. I'm going to give you a little nap, but I need to use my powers for the greater good. I have missed every single pick this week that I have given out, except the Second Guess Express, where I'm undefeated. Undefeated. I cannot lose a pick, no matter how hard I try. And so I am going all the way, Mr. Evans. I need Tottenham. I need the team that is fifth in the Premier League right now, who's one of the big six programs, the entire thing, to lose to the single worst team in English soccer, who's one of the worst teams to ever play in the Premier League. I need them to lose on Sunday for my beloved Chelsea to move up in the standings. So my Second Guess Express is Sheffield United, a team that has given up over 100 goals and has a goal differential of like negative 65 on the year, to beat the Spurs on Sunday at plus 650. And all I know is if this works, I am loading up on the Washington Generals on Monday, and I'm going to pay off my house.
Outstanding. Hey, dude, you're going to go, you know, undefeated again. That's just how it's working out for you this week. Typically, that's what happens. You know, you go with your other really sage wagers, and this in your own demented and deceived mind, and yet the one that you second guess, you nailed it. I'm kind of on the same road as you. It's been very rocky. I've hit every single pothole imaginable in the NBA. If you read all my content, the Gaming Juice, I'm down like 11 units in that stupid postseason sport right now. So I'm going to go back there reluctantly. That's why this is a member of the Second Guest Express, and give me Aaron Gordon. I feel really the unsung hero of this series right now on the national scene. Not so much in Denver. He is very much a hero. But give me Aaron Gordon over 10.5 assists and rebounds in this matchup against the Timberwolves at a plus 110 juice there at Caesars. Yes, he's averaging exactly 10 combined in these two categories in this series. But the last couple of games, 13 combined assists and rebounds and 15 combined assists and rebounds. Absolutely crushed it. I think he's going to be a waxing that glass tonight and also dishing some dimes as well, likely to Jokic. And he's been quite the scorer to boot, but we're really focused on assists and rebounds. Minnesota has allowed the ninth most assists per game of any playoff team this NBA postseason, 22.7 in that category. They have given up, though, the fewest opponent rebounds per game of 35.9. But I think Gordon has got to do the little things and stay busy in these two categories. That over again, 10.5 plus 110. I'm somewhat confident it's going to cash.
Well, you also crushed your Second Guess Express. You gave out the Tatum under.
I did.
He definitely hit on that. Meanwhile, I bet on Al Horford under, and he shot 13 threes. No, that was horrible handicapping by me. I should have known that the road to the Eastern Conference Finals is written down the back of a decrepit old man launching double-digit trays in a playoff game. Of course I nailed that one.
Yeah, look, man, I apologize. You motivated Al Horford. There is hope for geriatrics everywhere who are just, you know, depleted from an athletic standpoint. So kudos to you, man. You got superpowers. Yeah.
Well, just like you and I, we are both geriatrics that are depleted, but we still are going to be spinning on Monday at various places. So everybody's going to be able to find me here at Trendy. Where can they find you, Mr. Evans?
You can always find me with my absurdly loud jackets on Live on the Line every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on Stadium Sports, where it streams, or also on the Bally Sports RSNs, which you can watch it. We also air on Marquee Sports in the Chicagoland area on the YES Network as well, in the NYC. So all kinds of various ways, depending upon where you live, to access a very fun, entertaining, and informative sports betting show Live and Line, again Monday through Friday at noon Eastern. Also download the Fade 5 podcast right now. Brand new episode up already on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. Myself and Nate Lundy, We go through a countdown of picks, smorgasbord of sports betting as well across the board, whether it's the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, even throughout an NFL future in there with the schedule release. And bravo to you, LA Chargers, on the Sims simulation video you toss out there with Harrison Butker's ass in the kitchen. I laugh my tail off with that reveal. So kudos to you. All-time great release by the LA Chargers on the schedule side of things. Also, thegamingjuice.com. Go to my website right now. It's 100% free. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe. We got all kinds of content every single day on there. NBA, Major League Baseball, WNBA, Caitlin Clark props. From Ben Wittenstein on there. We're covering the Preakness coming up. We're covering the PGA Championship from my guy, Nate Jacobson. Lundy's NHL stuff is there. Again, the smorgasbord of sports betting. Grab a plate and dig in, you fools, at thegamingjuice.com, 100% free. And we're always tracking our nonsense as well. Fade or follow, as I always say, that is up to you. And a little bit later on, I am going to attempt to make the Thunder from Down Under, but I am afraid this one pack is not going to get me through the first line of cuts.
Fair enough. All right. Well, so this episode is now 90% plugs after that monologue. That was impressive, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
You got
thank
so
you.
Much going on.
I do.
Here at Extra Points, we've had another busy week. We had that great Extra Points episode that I talked about, all-female edition. Really, really, really loved that one. Damashek talking a mess of Pittsburgh sports. So if you wanted an hour on the Pittsburgh quarterback situation in May, he has got you well covered, and I bet you nobody else does. Of course, you have to go back and listen to Hench's Ref Rant. You've heard us all week on Trendy here with Brad. And I just realized, my friend, that this is a double IPA, and I got to record Covered in Glory after this. So it is going to be a lit edition talking about soccer for the weekend. Going to have a lot of fun with that. We'll be back next week with another edition of Trendy. It won't be with Brad. Brad will be back again at least one more time sometime over the summer. Congrats to your boy graduating high school.
Thank
Thanks for doing the episode this week. And I will give the last word to you. What do you want to scream at everybody on the way out?
Just get another beer, you drunk.
Take care, everyone.